So here's your Easter Bunny beer.
Someone is trying to talk to us from outer space.
Hi, I'm Shayla Two, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town. It's Friday morning and brew day at Mystery Brewing in Hillsboro. I'm shadowing Eric Myers.
Basically, we're making a sour beer, but we're not fermenting it.
The final product is non-alcoholic, a malt soda.
So you have it for lunch at the public house.
Yeah. Or, you know, kids can drink it.
Kids can drink it.
First, we mash it in.
We're actually mixing grain with hot water.
Hydrating the barley at a precise temperature is important.
Create that enzymatic activity that will allow us to create sugar that the yeast is going to eat that will eventually make beer.
We go across the brewery into the grain room to feed barley into the mill and crush it up.
So this is barley filled with malt.
Can I eat it?
It's good.
Yeah.
Like cereal. The crushed grains travel through an auger or grain elevator that runs through a pipe across the brewery and into the mash tun where it collides with hot water.
And it kind of smells very rhubarb-y.
The water really mixed nice. And mingled, I sampled its alcoholic counterpart.
But it's a little bit of a dry hop sour.
Mm. Ooh.
Right?
After the mash, hot water is run through the grain bed to extract a sweet liquid called wort. This process is called sparging.
Because sparge rhymes with charge, when I would brew at home, I would scream, sparge!
Nice.
At that process.
Yeah, no, it's good. It just lasts an hour here, so it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
It's just like over and over, like, sparge, sparge.
So there you go. For amazing craft beer, malt soda, or lunch any day of the week, mystery is awesome. I'm Shayla Two. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you dig Two for Two? Visit chapelboro.com for past adventures, photos, and the director's cut. Until the next two.